Today's daf is daf Ayin Tet. Here we are in Bava Metzia, 6th Perek, HaSocher HaOmanim, and we're about, between a quarter and a third of the way down. So, says the Gemara, Omer Rabba Baravun, Omer Rav, HaSocher HaChamor Lirchov Aleha, Umeit Alo B'chati Aderach. Somebody hires a chamor that's supposed to transport him, and then it goes ups and dies in the middle of the way. Does the other person have to replace it? Well, you know that we already saw in the Mishnah that there's a shibud on the person to replace the chamor. Yet, strangely enough, over here, the Ma'amar continues that, no, doesn't owe him anything. Ein lo alav, noten lo scharo shechati aderech. First of all, he pays him for half of the way, which is strange. What good is half away? Ein lo alav, ela taromet. And he has no claims against the leasing company, other than complaints, but he has no legal recourse. So this seems to be running against the pshat that we held until now. So echidami, obviously there's different ways that this could have happened. If we're talking about the deshchiach le'agura, you're in a place where the animal died, that there are lots of rent-a-chamor companies, and you could just go in and get another one. So then what's there to complain about? I mean, taromet mayavinate, it's not as if the guy did anything to you. It's not his fault. He certainly would have been very happy for the chamor not to die. And you haven't lost anything through this act of God. There is another chamor. I mean, why should he be the one to supply the other chamor if you just walk into a store? So then why would there be taromet? And if we're talking about if there's no other chamor rentals available, so then why in the world are you paying him? Aggravatively, are you kidding? The renter shouldn't have paid him. It's bad enough that the guy didn't take responsibility to get him where he needs to go. And you're saying, well, no, he's got to pay him for the distance that he went. He shouldn't pay at all. And says the Gemara, Liolam de lo shkiach lagure. The truth is, we're talking about a place where it's difficult to get a further rental. But Tosis explains that when it says difficult to get a further rental, it means for the same price. It's not that you're stuck there. Can get a rental, but it's not as if you could simply move over one contract to another one by walking into a rent a chamor agency. So the point is, though, what you're saying, I mean, why should I pay you for bringing me into the middle of nowhere? Mishum da amarli, because the company says to the renter, look, ilu boilu meitav adhach, I suppose you need it to get to this city, right? I mean, you'd have to pay in order to get here. Lav agra boit lametav, wouldn't you have to pay? That Tosva says, obviously. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? This is not where we wanted to get. If I wanted to get to Timbuktu, so I'd have to pay. Therefore, if somebody drags me there and dumps, I should pay? So therefore, based on that, Tosva says clearly the Gemara's got to be talking about a case where he can rent. He's just going to have to pay a little bit more. And therefore, since he was nene in getting to this point, and it's not as if the other person did anything to him, it wasn't his fault. Therefore, we're saying that actually not only should he not have tainas, but he should also pay him. Because the payment is towards something usable. Furthermore, says Tosfos, he can sell here. Plenty of people do. It's just he's made up his mind he wants to go somewhere else. Well, you never know. Maybe the big success is waiting right around the corner right here. So, in other words, one cannot say that it's not value to get to a place. Okay, on the other hand, the person could have said to you, you know, I'll pay you the difference, I'll help you rent. Okay, for that you could complain, but certainly not for the fact that he got you here and there. You're going to have to indeed pay. Fine. So, therefore, the next thing we have to talk about is what is the case now? In other words, Rav, who is saying that there's no problem, ein lo alav ela tar omet, okay? Is that talking about that he told him, ida omar le chamor stam, I am going to rent you a chamor. He didn't say this chamor. Well, that already is the case in the Mishnah. Where a guy promises a chamor, then if something happens to the chamor he gave you, it's irrelevant. He promised you a chamor, get another chamor. If he said this chamor and then something happens that's an act of God and he can't get you this chamor, what do you want him to do? Triyat amitim on the chamor. Okay, he's done whatever he can. But if the case would be that he said, I'm giving you a chamor, so then we saw before that that creates actually liens in which the person is mechuyev to perform. He's got to give you the chamor. So then in that case, a chayev lamido chamor acher, that's as we saw before, he does have a chiyev. And if it's talking about that he specified chamor zeh, v'ide omer le chamor zeh, not a chamor, so why in fact does it end just with the fact that the chamor dropped dead? I mean, a dead chamor is worth money. If you hold those liens on the chamor, no. So then sell the body and use the proceeds to buy a cheaper chamor and let the renter use that chamor. So if he said chamor zeh, so then if the chamor, by saying this chamor, you still create liens, except they're only against this chamor, fine. So then im yesh bidamei alikach, if there's enough in that carcass to buy another cheap chamor, so then go ahead and do so and use it, and then give it back when the rental period is up. Because that's what it said in the Mishnah, right? Asocher chamor mechaviro meit chayav lamido chamor acher. And if the other case, says the Gemara, indeed we would be talking about lo tzricha, that he can't because simply isn't worth the money, which is reasonable. So there's not enough money in the carcass to rent the chamor. So if now the alternative is what? The first thing you think of, ask the Gemara, is indeed, im yesh bidamea liskor, yiskor. Fine. I understand there's not enough money to buy a chamor, but there's a lien on this chamor to get you to there. So take the money, the carcass, rent a chamor, and use it for the next 3 days, which gets you to where you were going. Ah, says the Gemara, that indeed is the most important piece of information in this whole discussion. This is Rav Lataime. Rav holds that even though there's a lien, by definition, when you're talking about a rental, the meaning of rental is that this is mine, and I get it back. And then you're going to pay for use. If what happens is that you're going to take the money and use it to rent, and what do I get back as the owner? Zero. Therefore, says Rav, that's never a chiyav on him, because there was never a lien against the whole thing. There's only a lien on, that is not mechal yekarna, that does not completely wipe out his principal. And that's what would happen here if we would end up using it for that. The Itmar, we know that there is a machloket about that issue between Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar. Hazocheret hachamor meit ala b'chatziyah derech, somebody, exactly this case. He hires a chamor, the chamor dies midway. There's enough money there to buy a chamor that you can now use and then return to the company. Fine. But if there's not, and there's only enough liskor, then al yiskor. Then you should not rent. Ushmuel amar, where Shmuel says, what's the difference? If there's enough money, just liskor, so then af liskor, yiskor. But my kamifke, clearly, what are they arguing about? Rav sevar lo mechalina karna. The only lien is against the use, but the actual karen, the principle itself, is meant to belong to the owner. Shmuel savar, no problem. Mechalina karna, we can even use up the principle. So now, they asked against Rav, meitivet. In a case where somebody takes a loan on a mashkanta, except that this mashkanta, you're familiar with the mashkanta de sura that we had before. Mashkanta de sura means that the person deducts the value of the produce against the loan, and when the entire loan is deducted, it goes back now to the owner who had provided it as security. Okay, in this case, you gave him a tree as security. The tree has been producing, all of a sudden, 1 year it dries up, or it got cut down, and now the question is, it isn't worth anything as a producer, obviously, but it's worth money for firewood. So what's the halacha over there? Shneihem asurin bo. Neither of them have a right to cut it up and to burn it, because if they would, so then that would be the end of all of the value. And the malva, the lender, does not have a right to use up all of the value of the lova. After all, it was only a mashkanta meant to be returned to him. And the other way around, also, obviously the lova didn't have a right to be mechala karen, because he had given liens in that to the malva. Therefore, nobody's allowed to cut it up for firewood. So what do you do? Ketzad yaseh, Well, the only thing to do is to sell it, and you lock up or use the money to buy a small piece of property, however small, which will produce, and then whatever it produces will now accrue to the holder of the mashkant. Okay. Now, the problem is that in this case, if you buy property, the issue is that the property is not going to remain in your rishus, because it's going to go back in yovel. So that means what you did is you took money and you bought something which is going to be in b'chal yakarta. Now, obviously, there's an issue over here, because it said beferish you can't use it for firewood, right? So that means everybody was agreed you cannot be b'chal yakarta. Okay. And then we turn right around and say, but there's not a problem if it's going to go back in yovel. I said, make up your mind. So clearly, if not that Rav would have gotten involved, we would have simply said, okay, the point is that to use it up as firewood, it's kaput. It's not going to be anything given back. Mashenkin, he'll go back in Yovel, that's 10 years later, but meanwhile I'll get something back. But if Rav says you can't do anything that's b'chal yakarta, it doesn't distinguish between, well, yeah, he'll have 6 months of use left in it and so on. So that means according to Rav, we shouldn't be allowed to even do the sale of the purchase of karka after the sale of the animal's carcass, because it's going to go back in Yovel. So you see from here that Rav is wrong, says the Gemara. So if you taina that ahocha, if you taina like Rav, then how could you do this? Here, given to come out to Yovel as soon as the 50 years is up, kahadra ara lamara, the original owner is going to get back his piece of property, and that is the definition of kal yakarta. And Rav is certainly going to see that as kal yakarta. So it's all very nice for the time of the Braita to recognize there is some idea of a kal yakarta, but Chazor b'Yovel is not a problem. But that's not like Rav. Answers the Gemara Achumayaskina. It's talking about over here that you bought it in an interesting way to circumvent Yovel. What you did is you bought it for a period longer than Yovel. So you said, okay, I want to buy this piece of property for 70 years, for 60 years. Now, it comes along the Yovel at 50 years. Doesn't do anything. Why doesn't do anything? Let's take a look inside. Here it's talking about, says the Gemara Chumash, Haskinan, the Zavin Lehi, he bought this field, L'shiting Shnit, for 60 years. The Amr of Chista, Amr of Katina, Minayin L'mocher Tzadeu L'shishim Shana, She'inah Chozer B'Yovel. How do we know that if you would sell a field for 60 years, and the Yovel, of course, is chal sometimes during that period, that the Yovel will not affect it? Shenema, because by the normal halach of karka going back by Yovel, the Torah adds, v'aretz lo timachel mitut. Eretz Yisrael should not be sold permanently. And that is why we have Yovel. See to it that it should not be sold permanently. But what that implies is that davka mi she'en sham yovel nitzmetet yesham yovel ena nitzmetet. So what are we referring to? We are referring to a piece of land which, if indeed there would be no yovel, it would end up in the hands permanently of a buyer. Therefore comes along yovel to tell me, no, that's exactly what we want to avoid. Ma she'en ken, this case, it would not apply at all. Why? Because if, and you have a case, Yatzta, as opposed to this case here, so, where Afa Pisha Incham Yovel, even if Yovel wouldn't exist, it still wouldn't be Nitzmeta. Because the terms of the sale are that it's not permanent. It's only a 60-year sale. And therefore, it's not Mechaya Karna, because it won't go back in Yovel. I mean, it's a little bit silly, maybe it won't go back in Yovel. So it'll go back after 60 years. What's the difference? 60 years, 50 years, I mean. So the Mepharshim explained that the Gemara held that once already it's in his Rishos for such a, even Rav's not going to see that. For 60 years, it's not Nogea when Yovel is gone. That's a sense of permanence already. So for the Gemara's Avamina was that Rav would in fact have said in such a case that in Achinami, it's not considered to be a problem of Yovel despite the fact that it will be Chayzer. However, we're not Makabal, that Svara. Asked to the Gemara, I mean, look, if Lamaisa, according to Rav, it's a black and white issue, either it goes back or it doesn't. You know, it's either it's b'chayikar or it's not b'chayikar. So what kind of answer is that? So, I mean, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that l'chimat or shitiv shmi, at the end of 60, what happens? God Radharmah will go back to the guy who sold it in exchange for the carcass value. But then, if that's the case, then it is b'chayikarna. I mean, you can't say just because your belly says it that 60 years is different than 30 years. I mean, either you hold a b'chayikarna or not. Therefore, says the Gemara, look, we'll have to learn that the Braita is talking about b'zman hazeh. B'zman she'ena yovel nohe. Therefore, there's no problem over here. If you buy property with the value of the dried up ilan or the carcass of an animal, so over there, after the loan is completed, it's going to go back to the original owner. And you know what? That must be the problem. Because let's entertain for a moment your approach, okay? That it's talking about that there is a yovel. So the Isak that comes man. And that this Braita is saying not like Rav, that you are able to involve yourself in a transaction which is Mechaya Karna. So if you're ready to go for Mechaya Karna, so then you might as well go for firewood. I mean, it's a very strange way to go for Mechaya. Sell it, then buy a piece of property, and then make a stipulation, and then it's not Mechaya. It's still Mechaya Karna. Oh, that's true. Okay, so then you might as well sell it for firewood. No, says the Gemara. Come on. We already talked about this. Imishum halokasha, that doesn't bother me at all, because, look, if you're ready to say that the Bright is talking about Bezman Shayova Nohek, then there's clearly going to be a difference between selling it, using it for firewood, or buying a piece of property with it. Because at least in the case where you buy a piece of property, zimnin deshalmu shenei mashkanta mikame yovo, there are certainly cases where he's going to get back the money that was owed him before yovo. So it's before yovo, he's not going to continue eating. So that means it will go back to him. I will say, 10 years later, it's going to go away. Okay, fine, you know, nothing is forever. So memela, that I'm ready to accept. Well, you know what? Even if we see clearly that there's more years left than Yovel, so he'll never get it back, how do you know the guy's not going to come into an inheritance and pay you? So if he pays you back at that point, it'll go back. You don't have to keep it the whole time. No case, if that's the case. Inami, the Motele Zuzi, maybe he'll inherit some money from a rich uncle. Uparakle Arba Chameshinim Mikame Yovel, he'll redeem the land 4 or 5 years before Yovel. So as long as there's some hana'af, you didn't hold of Rav, it's not called Mechaya Karna. Masha Enkin, if you're tiny, I'll leave it a Rav, that we shouldn't be able to make these kinds of distinctions. So you cannot prove to me the Hachinami Mistavra, because I could still say there's a difference, I'll leave it the Mandiyom and the Braitha, but still, it's perfectly acceptable to say that we're talking about as Masha Ena Yovel Noeg at all, in which case it works out, I'll leave it a Rav. No Raya, but certainly no kash. Tana Rabban, asocheret asfina. In a similar case, you hire a ship that is supposed to be carrying for you barrels of wine, and the ship goes down. Betovalo b'chatzi aderech. So here the ship sinks halfway across. Rabbi Natan Omer, well, im Natan lo yitol. Look, if you already paid for this part of the trip, he shouldn't take any money back. It should but still go to the guy who owned the ship. And if the renter of the ship did not yet pay, he shouldn't pay. So im lo natan lo yiten lo. So in other words, whoever is in possession of the money, he's the one that's considered to be muhzak. And don't change from the situation. Why would this be true? Says the Mahechi Dami. Tell me what the case is. Are we talking about a case where the rental was for this particular ship? Besvina zo, and I need this ship for what purpose? To haul wine, not this wine. Some wine, to haul wine. And if that's the case, so then why do you say him natan? If he paid in order to move that wine over, so I understand. Amaylo Yito. Why did it say that he doesn't have to give him the money back? Of course he has to give him the money back. Because in that case, the renter could tell the company, Havli Svinata, the Anamaitina Chaiba, look, I told you, gentlemen, that I'm going to be bringing wine. I never said this wine, which is lying on the bottom of the ocean. In which case you could have said, okay, fine, it's lying. When you get it up, we'll give you a boat. You can't say that. I never said this wine. I said any wine. So then why in the world should you not give me my money back? I'm insisting that Havli Svinata, give me a boat. You give me the boat, and I will bring wine. Some wine. And Anamaitina Chamra, so then it becomes your responsibility. Since you can't raise the boat, that means he's going to have to hire another boat. And therefore, it is wrong to say he shouldn't give the money back. Of course, he has to give the money back, or hire him a boat. Ella, what are you going to say? That it's talking about, he did not insist it be this boat. He said, you rent me a boat, and I am going to bring this wine to port. V'yayin zeh. So then the other part doesn't make sense. Obviously, we're just going through to see, I mean, it's very clear that there's a number of different options, but we want to talk out exactly what the implications would be of each one of those. So in that case, why would we have said im lo natan, that if he hasn't paid, then he should not? Why not? Amai lo yitin. I understand why not. In that case, the company can say to the renter, sir, we're waiting for delivery of your wine for the new boat that we're going to provide you. But we can't very well provide you a boat without anything to put in it. So call us as soon as you bring the wine, okay? So you bring the wine, Havle El Khamra, and I'm happy to provide you a boat. Then you should have to pay. In which case, the other part wouldn't make sense. Since he can't bring the wine, because it's on the bottom of the ocean, so therefore the maskir doesn't have to give him another boat, and he should have to pay. Therefore, the only possibility, says Rav Papa, is, lo mashkacha, look, we're not going to work this out, what Rav Nosson said, to work in a case other than one, where he said, I'm renting this boat in order to transport this wine. Now, in this case, both parties have got a problem because neither the boat is here, nor the wine is here. Therefore, whoever has the money is the one who keeps the money because he's got the best taina. He's saying, look, I'm ready to perform. I'm simply waiting for you. So therefore, there's no way to get the money out of him. So by definition, whoever's holding the money can be the one that says, sir, please, all you need to do is bring me your wine, and I shall gladly transport it. And therefore, this case and only this case works out, because the other remaining case, which is where there's no stipulation of which boat and which wine, avol b'sfina stam v'yayin stam, in that case, the maskir or the socher didn't say anything at all, so that any wine at all would be okay, any boat at all would be okay. The din over there would be chokin. Over there, they would pay the value of the schirut half-half. Because if he had accepted the demay schirut, he would have to give him back half. If he hasn't paid yet, he'd have to pay him half. Why is that? Because both of them have a chiev, in this case, to actually make sure that the deal is maintained by bringing a boat and bringing wine. And therefore, each party is himself responsible vis-a-vis the other party and can demand the money that commitment was worth. So I'm saying, give me back my money, or let's be mekayim the rental agreement. And the other one could say exactly the same thing. So if you don't want to give the money back, then fine, give him a boat and just go ahead and be mekayim the agreement. Tana Rabbanan, asocher ta svina uparkala. Somebody hires a boat and he unloads it b'chatzi adera. So he's supposed to be going all the way to Athens. He unloads everything in Gibraltar. Notenos Harosha Chatzia Derech. He pays for the part that he used, and the owner of the boat can do nothing but moan and complain and curse him out. So Ein Lo Lav Ela Tar Omet. Now, again, here too, we need to understand Echidami. What exactly is the case? I mean, Ilema, the Komashkach La Gura. If, now this is very similar to a case where a guy hires a taxi, says, take me to location X, doesn't like how long it's taking, and gets off halfway to X, right? So now he's obviously going to pay the distance that he traveled, and nonetheless, there is Tar'omet. Now, if really you pick up another fare, so that would mean that's what we're saying, the Kamashka Chlagur, there's always another fare. So there's plenty of loads waiting in Gibraltar to continue on to Athens. So what are you complaining about instead? Somebody like Tar'omet, that's the way it goes, you know. Drop one fare, take another fare, I mean, it's all the same to you, isn't it? V'ida lo kamashkach lagur, and if in fact you cannot pick up another fare, so then that means this guy is in violation of an oral contract that's costing you money, and he's responsible. Kuli agrabai shlomi, he should pay you the whole thing. Of course, when it says the whole thing, it doesn't mean literally the whole thing, because we already saw you pay for the whole thing in the sense of on vacation. So the same way, if a guy wouldn't be working, you're not going to pay what he works if he was working and killing himself, but you will pay him a salary, vacation salary. A boat that's not working will be paid a vacation boat, but not certainly not for the normal wear and tear on a boat. So there, I don't understand. Either way, it doesn't work out. Either I should be paying him completely, according to the lower rate, or I have nothing to complain about at all. Says the Gemara, it's talking about over here the Kamashka Kalagura. He actually can pick up another fare at any time. So then what's he complaining about? He's complaining about the loading and unloading, which takes a toll on the boat. And it's Bishum Rav Sita Desvinata. It's the same way that a child's brain is rofeif. There's a pulsing. I mean, there's a movement of the boat. You take things off, you're loosening things, putting things back on again. That's not good for the boat. And so Mamela, in that case, you do have a right to Tar'omet. Says the Gemara, what do you mean a right to Tar'omet? That's not Tar'omet, that's monetary. So then, Iach, if we're talking about over here, you're saying it takes wear and tear on the boat? That's actual physical damages. So then it's Tanata Malyata. You're making fun of it like it's some kind of spoiled reaction. It's real money. And you should have to pay real money. Umamona itlegabe. So why are you saying all he has now is just Tar'omet? Ooh, says Gemara, you're right. We must have misunderstood the case. Actually, when it says Pirka, which we took to mean that he unloaded the boat at such and such a location, so halfway there in Gibraltar, he unloaded the boat, what it actually meant is that he unloaded the port, meaning that he had a load waiting in Gibraltar, which again, people do with taxi cabs all the time. Oh, just stop a moment, there's a friend of mine. So let the friend get in, and you'll pay the same amount. Well, that's what's happening over here. You're saying, okay, we'll just pick up a little bit extra in Gibraltar. What do you care? I'm paying you by the pound anyway, right? By the kilo. Anyway, I mean, when you're in England, you say the pound is not a very good idea. So you're paying him anyway by weight. So I mean, you'd say, so it's no sweat off of his back. That's a problem. But first, let's handle the first part of the problem. It's talking about over here that there was no monetary damages. So when it says parka, it means parakala to unibigave. He unloaded his container on port into it, not vice versa. That's what it's talking about. Aye, so then elamaitar omet, so what's the problem? He's getting paid. What does he care? No, he does care. He cares about changing plans. That's what he cares about. Mishum shinui daite. Look, the truth is, he told his wife he's going to be back for the weekend. The guy said he's going to Athens, so we figured, okay, fine, I'll come back home. Now, all of a sudden, it turns out, well, we have a little stop in Gibraltar. Oh, a little stop in Gibraltar. What do you care? You're getting paid. You want to take care of the missus? So, of course, he has Tar'omet. I mean, people make plans. You can't arbitrarily cancel their plans. Now, if you don't like that, there is a way to define it more concretely as a loss. Because by definition, if the boat is heavier, then it's going to be deeper in the water.
Slow.
Lower. So if it's lower, then they're going to need a longer rope to tie into port, because they can't come all the way up to port, with all the associated issues. And the guy, the captain, says, you told me that it was X number of kilo to Athens. Now you stop in Gibraltar, you double the weight. Now how am I going to pull up over? I'm going to have to go out, buy ropes, and so on. I didn't come prepared for that kind of thing. So therefore, he does have a taina against him. So hinani la'ashla yatera, the longer ropes that are necessary, either for the anchor further out at sea, or to tie into port from a bigger distance, that he has a right to complain about. Tanu Rabbanan. Hasukherta chamor. Somebody now hires a chamor to ride on it. If he's hired it to ride, he also has a right to socher, the renter, can be meiniach alea kisuto. He can put down on that chamor, despite the fact that he's increasing the burden of the chamor, he is allowed to put on his clothing and the ginuto. He could put the things that his dishes and things, his pots for the road, and the mezonot shelota derech, the entire weight of the food for the whole trip. And that's okay. Now, mikan ve'elach, if you want to ever to add above and beyond that, then the chamar can be ma'akev alav. The owner of the chamor can refuse to accept anything else, because that's going to cause a breakdown. The chamar is going to be carrying something to him. On the other end, the chamar, because the one who's taking care, he's the driver here, he could be meiniach alav. He could also put things on the chamar. Se'orim, v'teven, u'mezonotav shalot v'ayom. He can put on its food, like se'or, teven, or anything else that it eats, but only what is sufficient for today. But mikan ve'elach, he wants to bring more at one time, the socher can refuse to allow it. He can be ma'akev alav, because he is worried that now this chamor is going to take twice as long to come into where I need it to go, because this guy's loading it down absurdly. So now, in order to understand this part over here in the Braita, we need to understand what the case is. I mean, either shkiach l'mizban, is there a problem buying supplies? So then the chamar should be also able to say to the socher, look, don't load down the chamor now, for heaven's sakes. You'll buy food along the way. So what would be wrong with that? V'idolo shkiach l'mizban. And if in fact there's no place to buy food, so then how now can the socher be ma'akev? Socher nami lo la'akev. The chamar says, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to use my last half a tank of gas, and then what? Die in Death Valley. So therefore, either way, it doesn't make sense. I mean, either it's possible to get supplies or not. Omer of Papa, it's talking about lo tzricha d'shkiach l'mitrach l'mizma mi'avna li'avna. You can indeed differentiate between the renter and the driver. Why? Because the truth is that at each rest stop, there is a grocery store. You've got to know your way around, you see. So the chamar, who takes this, he's the trucker, he takes this route all the time. He always goes in there, buys himself a sandwich and so on. So it's his derech lemitrach on the mizban. He'll go around to try to get himself some food along the road. Mashenkin, this socher, he doesn't know the route, he doesn't know anything. Obviously, for his own security, he wants to carry his food with him, which is exactly what you do. You go with the family in a car, you carry the food. I'm not going to start running around, stopping, and so on. So since it's lav dark, therefore, he's allowed to put mizonot on for the whole derek, and it's not a stira. Why? He can do something that the chamar can't. Tan Rabbanan, asocher ta chamor lirkov aleha ish. If you hire a chamor for a male to use, lo tikav aleha isha, it is not mutter for you to use it for a woman. Because you look at those Arab women, and they are fat, baby, fat. And that's the way it used to be. And therefore, the norm was that through pregnancies, the women just got enormous. So, It's not fair to burden the animal with a woman. But if you hired it for a woman, Leisha, then obviously, and once you said a woman, the chamar can't come and say, oh, baby, that ain't no woman. That is a cow. He can't say that. A woman, doesn't matter, she's gedolah, she's ktana. As a matter of fact, even if she's pregnant, as a matter of fact, even if she's carrying around an infant and nursing, now there's two people. Women include two people. That's how it goes. So it's about, that's a little bit funny. I mean, why would you bother telling me that she's pregnant if you're already allowed to bring the actual baby? Right, so certainly if she's pregnant, Sabrachi understands it. Other understand just the opposite. If she's allowed to go while she's pregnant, then she weighs much more than the infant itself weighs because she's gotten rid of all the support systems for the infant. Okay, but in any event, I mean, is this really two different issues? So you said everything is included. So mu'uberet mi boy, Om Rav Sheshes, it means that mu'uberet, who is also nursing. So she's not only got the weight of the ibur, she also has now the child that she's carrying. Om Rabbi says Abaya, but you do see one clear-cut thing from here. Because look, you said before, if it's a woman, then it's any woman. I don't care how fat she is. But then you say, if she's pregnant, I'm saying, I mean, why is that different? Woman is fat, woman is pregnant, same thing, no? You see from here, it's not the same thing. And that weight concentrated in the belly is much worse than weight distributed across the body. So somebody's fat, they're fat. But if she's pregnant, then there's something that's more dangerous because of the concentration of the weight. And you see from there that the male pear-shaped syndrome is a bad idea, says Abai. You also see something else, which is, if you're going to buy fish, it would be very prudent to cut out the bellies before weighing the fish. Because that's where the weight is. That's the point. So you see from here that benita, a fish, a crescent tackle is being weighed down by its stomach. Lamainav gamina, who cares? Who cares? Lameka cholamimkar. If you want now to buy by weight, so then he has to say, I want to take out the part that is weighing down this fish, because the entire weight of the fish is like the pregnant woman, totally in its grace. Omer Rabba Baravun Omer Rabba Zucheret HaKamor Lirchov Aleo Meita Lo Bechatzi HaDerech Noten Lo Tzicharo Shechatzi HaDerech Ve'in Ola Ve'la Taromet Tzechidah Ida Shkiach La Gurei. So what kind of Taromet? Ida Lo Shkiach La Gurei. So then you should actually have to pay Agra Boi La Meita Vle Liyadam Da Lo Shkiach La Gurei Bishum Da Armele. Look, suppose you wanted to get to this town, so wouldn't you have to pay up to this point? Lav Agra Boi La Meita. Okay, well, what's the case? So then it said, Beferish in the Mishnah. So there's still specific liens. I mean, Im Yesh B'damei Likach, you should buy a cheaper Chamor. Okay, but Im Yesh B'damei Liskor, at least let him rent a Chamor. Rav Latame, Rav Lomachalin and Karn, if you're going to use the entire value of the carcass, so then he's not going to get anything back. Shmuel Omer, what's the difference? Af liskor, yiskor. But my commitment, Rav Sava lo mechalin an karna, Shmuel Sava mechalin an karna, meitve. Yavash ha'ilano nikzatz, shneyam asurim bo. Keitzad yase, yelakach bo karka v'uachel perot. Now look, in this case, when Yovel comes, kahad rada lamora, so it's a case of kalya karna. Okay, but still so for the end of 60 years, I mean, it's Kadra Lamara. And at that point, it becomes Kalya Karna. What's the problem? In fact, because and in fact, we're ready to conclude from here that Mechalin and Karna. So then why not just cut it up for firewood like we thought in the beginning? So that doesn't bother me. Because at least if you do it the other way and you sell it, you buy a piece of land, then there's time for him to, the owner, to get use out of it. So Zimnin, the Shamu Shine Mashkanta Mikamayov. Or even if not, maybe he'll find money and he'll pay it back. And Parakley, maybe 4 or 5 years Mikamayov. Tan Rabban, Asukherta Svina, Vitavala Bachatia Derech, Rabbi Natan, Omerim Natan lo Yitovim, lo Natan lo Yitin. So now here he done. Ilema Bisvina Zor, Vyayin Stan. So what do you mean? Im Natan. Amai lo Yitov? Namely, Havu is Finata, the Anamaitina Kama, Ella Bisfina Stam, the Yayin Ze, Sim Lonatam, Amai Lo Yitain. Namely, listen here, I am ready to do the job. You're the guy who's not delivering. Hav Liahu Kama, the Anamaitina Svinata. What's the problem? Omer of Papa Lomash Kakatla, Ella Bisfina Zo, the Yayin Ze. Aber bis wir nach Stamm, wir ein Stamm, Hawking. Dann Rabban, und also hört das Fina und Parkala bei Hatsia Derech. Nur ten los Charosch und Hatsia Derech, wenn nur Lavela Taromet, sag ich damit. Ich lehme die Kamischkech Lagura. So what kind of Taromet? He picks up another fare. Wieder lo Kamischkech Lagura. So then he really owes him for the whole fare as the contract. Then Kuliagra boy Shalomet. Le Yoylam, because not literally, but at least Kisvina Botam. So then what's the taromet? The taromet is the unloading and loading, which we shum the rifsata the svinat. So yach, I mean that's a real monetary claim, no? And he should have to pay. Mamona yitlagabe. Okay, you're right. Let's switch that around. When it says pirka, it doesn't mean he unloaded it. He means he loaded it up. Pirka leteune begava. Ela mai taromet. Mishum shinui da'ata inami, for the fact that now he has to bring longer ropes. Tan Rabbana. Hasocher ta chamor lerchov alea, socher meniach alea kisuto veleginuto mizonotav shelota aderech. Mikan veelech, chamar ma'akev alav. He's saying, you're overloading this chamor. Chamar meniach alea sorim v'teven mizonotav shelota hayom. But mikan ve'elav socher ma'akev alav. Now once again, echidami. Either shkiach lemizman chaver nami la'akev. Vida lo shkiach lemizman, so then the socher nami lo la'akev. Omer of popa lo tzricha, the shkiach lemitrach lemizman miyavna liyavna. So the chamar, it's his derech lemitrach lemizman. But that's not the way. If it's socher, he likes to have his food with him. It's a picnic as far as he's concerned. So lav derech lemitrach lemizman. Tan rabba. Hazocher ta chamor lerchov alea ish, lo tekav alea isha. Isha rochev alea ish. The isha, when we say an isha, it doesn't matter ben gadol or ben ketan. As a matter of fact, afilu muberet, afilu menika. But if you just said menika, so then why are you mentioning muberet? Omer of Papa, it means that muberet was also menika ka'omar. Omer abaye shma mina binita akar satakla. L'mayin afkemina l'mekach u l'memkar.